All right, let's do this thing, huh? Why not? You're out of bed, you may as well do something, right? Sometimes I imagine you're just laying in the bed. You got your iPhone, like your alarm clock there. And the first thing, you wake up, your alarm is me. That freaks me out just a little bit, by the way. I'll try not to yell today, okay? Because sometimes I get excited. I get it. So we're going to live longer. You want to live a long life? How do you do that? Is there a way to do that? And yeah, there is a lot of people study on how to do it. And we're not talking about health and fitness or things like that. Something else. It's a mindset. Being optimistic, is that it? Sort of. Pessimists don't live that long. They don't. Talk about it today. It is a daily boost from motivationandmood.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's a great time to be alive. It really, truly is. I mean, so much of what we talk about today in personal development and personal growth and getting what you want in life, you know, it wasn't long ago. It was kind of a guess that people figured out what worked just by watching other people and talked about it. But it wasn't long ago that we didn't really know. But now we have all the studies and all the data and everything else. And we know, like, okay, basically the people a long time ago, like thousands of years ago that figured it all out, they were right. But now we can prove it. So a lot of what we talk about on these shows these days is about the fact that, you know, science has proven us right in so many ways and wrong in a lot of ways as well. So we can make some change, which is awesome. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com and the Daily Boost podcast for you. Very simple mission. If you're wondering what the heck is this dude up to? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. I don't have a huge mission with this. I did when I started. I said, I'm going to make this the world domination thingy called Motivation to Move. But I got into it pretty quick. And the first thing I learned was it's almost impossible to motivate anybody. It's true. You got to motivate yourself. We can try. I can push you forward. I give you some ideas, make you feel motivated, which is all we really want to do. And then after that, when life gets in the way and the evil boogeyman of life stops you, that's when the work begins. We can do that. Awesome stuff. But there is no real mission other than you getting what you want. Is that okay if I do that? That's it. I'll do whatever I can to get you there. No commercials. Distraction-free zone. You've heard me talking about it, and you probably have heard the place you can do that too. Pay attention. You'll hear it. So living longer, being an optimist, is that the way you do it? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My wife is the eternal optimist. Does it make me mad? Yeah, it kind of does. I've had to learn to appreciate it. You know, beautiful girl, smart girl, very optimistic, very positive all the time. She really, truly is. And she likes it that way. That's cool. And she really is that way. If you meet her, if you meet Joy, Joy is truly a joy. Now, me, on the other hand, am I optimistic? Yeah, always, but not immediately. I'm like my mom. It's like, what? Oh, my God. Okay, let's fix it. That's me. And that's why I present the show the way I do. I'm never going to be the guy who's going to be the optimistic guy right off the bat. I'm going to try to control my facial muscles so they don't contort when something bad happens. And then instantly, just like that, come up with a better idea about how to fix it. So are you an optimist or are you a realist who is optimistic? It makes a difference. Now, if you listen to me and hear Scott Logic, you already know the answer, don't you? What is Scott, an optimist or a realist who is optimistic? It would be the second one, for sure. And not to say I'm not optimistic about life, but it does make a difference. A lot of studies have been done lately because people are always trying to figure out how to be happy. For the record, I believe that's our mission in life. That's your purpose. If you don't have any other purpose, your purpose should be just to be happy. I had somebody the other day on my Facebook page ask me, because you know my rule about purpose, if you don't have your purpose is to find your purpose. He said, can you explain that more? And I'm like, wait a second. Could you explain if your purpose? Yeah, what that means is if you don't know what you want to do, then just make it your purpose every day to go figure it out. Make that part of the challenge. That's kind of the first step in the process, right? Just go do that. But I truly believe that most of us here at the end of the day, at the end of the life, the whole thing, it's we want to be happy. And I also believe that being happy is actually being content. I think happy is, maybe a symptom of being content, but I think that's our mission in life, to be that way. So a lot of studies have shown that optimists, just an optimist, do not live as long as an optimistic realist. I know a lot of optimists out there. I also know a lot of unhappy people. And you can look around too. Society breaks itself up into certain kinds of people, and you can look at it and see. And you can see some people who are very serious and very realist, the whole thing. They're optimistic, but they're very serious about stuff. And others are just optimists, and that's it. I will tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the ones that are just optimists but don't look at real life as it is, they're not as happy. They're just not. And they don't live as long. They get stressed. Why? Because being blindly optimistic today can lead to massive disappointment and stress tomorrow. It always happens. There is too much noise in the world trying to bring you down. And if you're just optimistic, you get surprised. I'm rarely surprised. Rarely surprised, because I'm a realist in what I do. I never dwell on things going bad, and I never dwell on things going really well. I'm just never surprised. And if I am going to be surprised, it's because things went extraordinarily well. It's crazy. But being blindly optimistic today, and I know it's sometimes in this world of personal growth that we're into, I believe in being positive. I believe in being that person in the room that can hold everybody else up. But sometimes the most positive person in the room is positive with a smile on their face, speaking the truth. And I love doing that. And I want you to be that way as well. And you may not agree with me, but that's okay. That's who I'm going to be. When you choose to be kind of like the role I like to play, an optimistic realist, you look at the world with a really clear lens, and occasionally you will be surprised by an outcome, but you're not going to be disappointed. I'll tell you, having done this job now in my 17th season, there are a lot of people on Planet Podcast who have no idea what to do with me, although we're a top 400 show in the world. No idea what to do with me. They're like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the worst thing I probably did was name the show, the company Motivation to Move, and name the show Daily Boost, because the truth is, I want it to be that way, but most people can't understand that. If you get me, you get me. You understand that, yes, it's a daily boost in a very positive way, but we're talking realness here. Most people on Planet Podcast don't get that. They're tuning in unicorn or rainbows, but you are here knowing with me, you get unicorn, you get rainbows, and the truth all at the same time. I think it's better to be surprised occasionally than all the time, don't you think? It's better to be surprised occasionally than constantly worried. How about you? So let me run through this one last time. And I'm going to ask you a question. Are you an optimist? Or are you a realist who is optimistic? Science has shown that if you're a realist, kind of like me, who is optimistic that everything's going to be okay, we might have to get our hands dirty a little bit and we're going to work it out, and that's the way the wonky world is sometimes, they live longer and they're happier. Which one are you? Are you fighting it right now? Are you disagreeing with me? I need to be optimistic all the time. That's the way life is done. Okay. I'm not going to fight you on that one. But I've been down this road a couple of times, and I choose to be happy, positive warrior, who's realistic that stuff gets in the way. Life gets in the way. People get in the way. Things get in the way. I get in the way. You get in the way yourself, probably more than anybody else in the way of you. Be a realist who's extremely positive and optimistic about the world around them. Watch what happens. You become the go-to person that people like to listen to. They may not know what to do with you, like me in many cases. They have no idea what to do with Scott sometimes. But if you listen to me, the path is always right, and it works. That's what happens when you have no agenda other than just to figure out what works and go do it. That's 98.7% of the time, just like Dove soap. Your life will get moisture if you listen. That didn't work. I don't edit. I keep going forward. Hey, can you join me at Facebook? It's really the only place I'm chatting with anybody right now. I'm not a big social media guy. I don't feel like we need to be. If you want to chat with me, want to get to know me a little bit, come on over. I got a place for you. It's cool. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Lots of cool, happy people over there. We maintain the environment very, very nicely. Well, they do. They keep an eye on the place. But if you'd like to chat, make contact, that's exactly where you do it. And happy to get back with you. Just tag me so I know you are there. Coming up tomorrow, what are we going to do? Simple question. About getting what you want in life. How bad do you want it? If you can answer that question, you'll probably get what you want. See you tomorrow.